love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP, sponsored by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, One-on-One. Bach, we do have another friend that we need to give thanks to here in the 12:30 segment. Kind sir, if you would, please.
That's right. This segment is sponsored by Schwizo's Construction, where safety isn't just a policy, it's a promise. Schwizo is hiring skilled craftsmen, laborers, concrete workers, and steel erectors who value quality work and a team that has your back on and off the job site. Apply today at schwizo.com. 40 years strong in business, Schwizo Construction.
Thank you, kind sir. This week in Husker Athletics, home match Thursday, Southern Indiana comes to Hibner and faces women's soccer. We do get to celebrate, folks, because there's the summer commencement at PBA Saturday morning. So you'll see lots of a lot of graduation dinner folks around the Haymarket, and then the actual event at Pinnacle Bank Arena Saturday evening. There'll be the alumni exhibition for volleyball. Some names of renown are going to play in that one. 6 o'clock, Bob Devaney Center. And then Sunday at 1 o'clock, women's soccer at home at Hibner against Missouri State. So you'll be able to do that. Bob, quickly, if we could, there's a how many active quarterbacks have won a Super Bowl?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
And then how many as the starter, not just on the team, right? Not just on the team, but as a starter. How many can you name?
So we got Stafford, Hurts, Mahomes. It's probably do more than that.
Right. So the ones who've won, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who've won. Rodgers has won one.
At 2010.
Right. Flacco. Russell Wilson.
Still active, that's right.
Russell Wilson. He's a starter. He's the de facto starter.
That's right.
Right. On the depth chart. Russell Wilson. Jared Goff. Played in the right, he played in it but didn't win it. Jimmy Garoppolo didn't, right? He played in it but he didn't start it.
Is he still active?
He's still active.
I don't even know what team's he on.
I saw that this weekend.
I'll have to double check.
Yeah,
I won't make you
Mahomes with something. Three, Matt Stafford with one, Joe Burrow has appeared, started in one, Jalen Hurts has won, Brock Purdy has appeared, right? So, in that space. That folks who have won a Super Bowl and then folks who led their team to a conference championship, led their quarterback to a conference championship. So some of the social media discussion, and this, I get fatigued sometimes by the lame conversation. Folks are saying, well, somebody said, I'll let you seek and destroy whoever it was, saying that, the quote is, the top four quarterbacks in the NFL are any mix of Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes. He goes on to say, I still think there's 10 to 12 other really good quarterbacks in the league right now, but the top four, the Mount Rushmore of active quarterbacks, in their mind, at any point, depending on, and no matter really where you put them on the Mount Rushmore, right, some can be higher one year or not, Allen, Burrow, Jackson, Mahomes. Now, Bach, do you think that is a statement of truth, that those four are always the top four in whatever location and that everybody else is a tier below?
I wouldn't say that they're always that case. The NFL, obviously, week-to-week type of deal. Notable that among those four, only Mahomes has won the Super Bowl.
Say that louder for the people in the back.
Yeah,
say that louder for the people in the back.
Only Mahomes has won the Super Bowl, and he's done it several times. so I think that's interesting. I mean, I think if you I think if we do the tier system, that might be your top ranking. But again, that can change from week to week, year to year. Aaron Rodgers would have undone. You would have been scolded if you didn't include Aaron Rodgers a couple of years ago. Now, you know, you can put him further down your list. So it's kind of interesting. I wouldn't say that that's forever and for always the list, and that it can't change. If you want to start the season with those as your top four, I'd be fine with it.
What quarterbacks are most like based on knowledge and experience, right? Things we know. Not projections, things we know. What quarterbacks have figured out how to win a Super Bowl? It's a short list. And if you tell me that winning a Super Bowl, or at least appearing in the Super Bowl, winning your conference, because you can't win a Super Bowl if you don't win the conference title, right? So how many quarterbacks started and won on that list, started and won the conference title? Like, those Super Bowl appearances is a coronation that you have had as a quarterback. You have done the thing that sits at the top of your pyramid for accomplishments for that year, right? I'm not sure whether winning a Super Bowl MVP is a greater accomplishment. Winning a season MVP is a greater accomplishment than leading your team to the Super Bowl. Bach, what say you?
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
That could be, I mean, that's a difficult question. I mean,
because that's why we asked the difficult question. Right.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, there's you know, I'm not going to argue. We've seen over the years, Trent Dilfer wasn't probably ever one of the top quarterbacks in the league, but he led his team to a Super Bowl. We've seen, you know, guys be able to, Nick Foles had a heck of a run. Was he one of the top quarterbacks in the league, you know, in the years surrounding it? Not, no. So, you know, I think that's, you know, a difficult question. I think an MVP is hard to kind of get through that type of argument, right? Like, just, hey, there's a team around him. Now, the team around him can certainly help. That's what interests me about Joe Burrow being cut in that list, because he neither has won an MVP or won a Super Bowl. And those other four of it at least kind of have that on their, you know, on their, with what they've accomplished. So I think, I mean, I, to me,
which one would you, so two awards sitting on the table. One is you winning the conference title and playing, leading your team to Super Bowl. The other is the MVP, NFL season MVP. Which is your choice?
I would say the MVP, which is that's the I in team. Well, I've heard it before, because that's the argument too, is like, you know, guys, would you rather win a Super Bowl as maybe a role player or win an MVP? I tell you, you better win an MVP, at least for the future of your family's sake and the contract and the exposure and all that.
Yeah, but if you're leading your team to a Super Bowl, if you win the conference championship, you're going to get your money. You're going to get your money. Like, that's, I get it. Again, you're not wrong, Bach. I'll say that. You're not wrong. But I'll listen to the text line in that if you were offered the opportunity to that in your accomplishment, through your leadership and your effort, your production, you lead your team, you win the conference championship and get an opportunity to play in the Super Bowl. Or you can fail to get your team to the Super Bowl, but you are deemed the best player in the league. That choosing that, and text line, you could tell me which one you would choose. It's a whole different selection to lead you to win the Super Bowl versus the league MVP. And I still think team mission, team goal above individual. That all boats in the water, like there's that phrase, like it.
That's nice to say, but there's a lot of contract holdouts I've noticed lately that there seems to be more individual focused than
yeah. But
the
that's team. Not good. That's, I don't think that's good business either. You're not of your word. I'm not. You can't be led by somebody that thinks more about themselves than the team. I'm never gonna be led by somebody that thinks about themselves more than they think the team. Never. There's nobody that walks in the ticket who feels like it's about them more than it is about the ticket or the listeners. Like, what about the fans? If you're holding out, what are you doing to the fans? The fans that you're supposed to love so much. Because the fans create your value. And if you don't show up, guess what? They move on. Fans move on.
But if you're Micah Parsons and you hear your name from your owner, like, it also is like who you're working for, people you're working for. You know, it's nice just to be loyal to the fans, but if you're frustrated with the ownership and your head coach doesn't treat you well, or, you know, certain things going on that way.
Are you doing everything you can do to help this team be the best team that it can be by sitting on your couch? By not showing up? By being selfish? Because you not showing up is selfish. You deciding, you know what, I need to stay away from me. No, that's a selfish act. That is not leadership. That is selfish. And it's very principle in its definition. It's selfish. I'm not saying I don't understand it, but I also could say out loud, if this is a team sport, in tennis, you hold out, guess what? You're only affecting you. You're only affecting you. Stay on the couch. It's all right. It's okay. In a team sport? No. No. The leadership says you have to be there for the people next to you. You have to be there for the fans. And you can't tell me you love the fans if you say, sorry, fans, I'm not showing up for work. Especially when I have an agreement in place. He signed an agreement. There is a contract that exists. Yeah, there's an option to not show up. You're choosing not to show up. Parsons isn't helping Dallas be better right now. But also neither is Jerry Jones. But Jerry Jones has a contract. He has an agreement. And I think the lizard man is constantly wrong, but okay. They had this discussion that all four quarterbacks, these are the four quarterbacks. And if you tell me that Jalen Hurts isn't in your conversation, a young man that in what, 4 years has led his team to two Super Bowls and one Super Bowl title. Well, I'll put those up against the MVP. I'll put those up against the last two MVPs. Who's at the end of the year, who was happier, Jalen Hurts or Josh Allen? Who accomplished their goals that year?
Depends.
I don't think there's a depends. It's about that ring. I think it's about the ring. I'll take your text line. Ring or MVP? And you're not wrong. Either way. So we'll keep that in play. More one-on-one. We'll close that. Get y'all set up for Bach and the Black Shirt.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.